I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You're listening to the Screw Podcast with Felicia Rose and A-Love. They're here to make you come on a journey with them as they indulge you in all of your naughtiest thoughts while navigating sex with nonchalance. And a whole lot of Crisco, of course. Thanks for tuning in to The Screw with Felicia Rose.
And A-Love.
We're back.
Were
we
gone?
Anywhere.
I mean, we had a small hiatus due to me putting like the files in an undisclosed folder. That happens sometimes,
well,
but
right.
You know.
Sure. But we're not back to our listeners because our listeners listen to us.
Right.
Our listeners are listening.
They never stop, really.
Do we have listeners?
I don't know.
I think we have this conversation every single
I know.
Episode. And I'm sure there's like three people screaming, yes, we fucking listen.
Right, exactly.
You asshole, shut up and
well, namely, like, our producer and social media guru, like, seem to have been, like, long-term listeners to us. I don't know how they've been listening to us for so long.
To listen to
no, but even before that. No, I'm serious. Like, whatever.
I'm fucking around. So I just got vaccinated.
Oh, how did it go?
It was
like real time, real speak, whatever.
So I have to put it into perspective. I've had the flu shot many times. I haven't in the last 5 years. I haven't had any shots because I haven't
no
had
insurance,
insurance
yeah.
and all that. But before that, I would regularly get the flu shot like at work. No problems, no issues.
Mm-hmm.
But. When I went, they asked if I had any allergies to any medicines. And I have an amoxicillin and penicillin allergy, so I told them that. And they were like, you know, for the sake of caution, because you have allergies to medicines, stay here for 30 minutes after your shot.
Okay.
So the lady was super nice, super sweet. She made me feel very comfortable. I was almost like, it's funny because my roommate went too, and I guess they weren't as thorough with her, but if so, like, she needed the more thorough person, and I would need the less thorough person. I was like, just get to the shop part.
Right.
No, but she was super sweet, and we were just like chit chatting or whatever. And she was like, yeah, you gotta wait for 30 minutes just for your allergies. Thank fucking Christ I did, because it wasn't until like the 15 minute mark when I probably would have normally been
right.
able to leave
sure.
that I started to feel like dizzy and I almost passed out in my seat. I didn't like call attention, like I didn't ask the EMTs to come
mm-hmm.
and look at me because I
mm-hmm.
kind of like, I felt that feeling before.
Sure.
So I was like, let me just ride it out and see if I need to like drink my water or whatever.
Yeah.
It passed.
Do you
so.
Know what vaccination you got?
I got Moderna.
You got Moderna.
So
you have a second shot and...
Yeah. So the thing is that I didn't read a lot of people
mm-hmm.
saying that the first Moderna shot
mm-hmm.
did much for them, aside
yeah.
from a sore arm.
Sure.
So I was expecting kind of it to be a breeze.
Sure.
My roommate was the one kind of freaking out just because she doesn't usually get the flu shot. She's not, you know,
right.
used to that sort of thing. So I'm like,
sure.
oh, I'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, she's fine. I'm like, oh my God, like sweating and like... But I get home, I have a headache,
mm-hmm.
and then I start to feel, not sick, but just like shitty, and then my headache is like this really dull, also like tension, migraine headache thing,
uh-huh.
combo play. It's like worse than my normal migraines.
Okay.
And I was super tired, so I just went to bed, and I thought I was going to wake up, like I set my alarm and I slept through it and didn't wake up.
Oh yeah, because you're supposed to come like and record
here.
This podcast.
Right,
yeah.
yeah. So then I slept through that. And then I woke up the next day feeling a lot better, but I was definitely like geek.
Yeah.
I remember getting down the stairs and being like, wow, I definitely have less energy than I thought I would, but I feel fine now. My arm really hurt the first day, really hurt the second day, like a bruise,
mm-hmm.
and today it's still a little like, you know, weak and whatever,
mm-hmm.
but it's fine.
Gotcha.
So yeah, so I heard that the second shot's gonna be way worse, so I'll probably
mm-hmm.
get super sick from it for like 24 hours, which is fine. I'm just hoping I'm having a
long term. My friends like said that they had joint issues after and stuff. But
my mom was violently ill, but she got the she ended up getting the Johnson & Johnson because right and like later that day they're like
it
I believe halted giving
it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But it was because of like I think some cardiovascular thing for women who are still menstruating or something like that. Like
yeah,
it was something like and my mom, you know, hasn't done that in a hot minute.
Without even understanding that, you just saw the numbers. Six women between 18 and 45 all got a blood clot.
Right, okay.
Literally as soon as every single woman saw that, we were all like, it's hormonal. It's a hormonal thing. You know what I mean? So it's interesting that.
And obviously, this is one of the dangers of fast tracking drugs, right? You don't control for every,
the percentage
aspect.
Of women that get blood clots from their birth control is way higher. We don't fucking halt birth control. We keep it.
No, sure, sure.
But that kind of thing
makes more sense necessarily with, like.
But we also have way more research on birth control,
right?
And we know the information, whereas they were being... I understand
Right, and lots of women are vaccinated without issues for other things,
of
so
course,
it's like...
Right, and they weren't sure exactly what it was, so it makes sense to halt it,
They have
but
to figure
at the
it out.
Same time, you know, it's an interesting, when you look at the numbers, it is. I'm just like, well, give Johnson & Johnson to dudes. It doesn't seem, you know...
So are you feeling, like, how do you feel? Like, do you feel good about getting it, like, overall?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't matter what the side effects were. Obviously, no blood clot, but it didn't matter what the side effects were. I was willing to get it.
Do you feel like you know? I mean, obviously, after you get the second shot, you know, you feel this completely. But do you feel like you're on the way to some sort of road of more like freedom? Like
I wouldn't say freedom. I would just say less like anxiety in the few things that I have to do. So, like for example. Is coming to see you once every other week safe? Yes, because we make it safe.
Right.
But is there a way, are there possibilities that it could be unsafe?
Sure.
Just getting here could be unsafe.
Sure.
Right. Your elevator could be unsafe.
Sure.
You could have a fucking delivery guy that's unsafe. You could have a guest over that is unsafe or
absolutely,
that leaves germs behind, right? So, of course, like, anytime you leave your house, you're putting yourself at risk, but I have to work, and you and I work together. So that's a piece of the puzzle that, like, I will feel more relieved of when when I'm fully vaccinated. I won't even think about it.
Yeah.
It won't. Not that I think about it too much, because I know you and I are very safe people about this whole thing. But say I wasn't sure. Not that I ask anyways, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to wonder, have you been out seeing people or anything? Like
I mean,
that.
It's so interesting, because, like, I'm starting to feel, like, the pressure. Like, I mean, like, you know, we have a plan to get vaccinated, too. But, like, you know, we're also... We don't need to be ahead of anybody. Like, we're here. We're very easily, like, able to keep our social circle small or non-existent for a hot minute.
Right, exactly.
But, like, you know... my dad's got both of his shots. You know, my mom got the JJ.
You need to get
your
shot before Boardwalk Buzz.
So totally. Yeah, no. I mean, we have, we go to, like, FQHC, so they'll give us a vaccine in the doctor's office.
Nice.
We just have to make an appointment, you know, and you know how that goes. I'm in between health insurance at the hot second, so.
Oh, you don't need health insurance for the shot.
No, you don't, but I do to get, like, in the doors of that clinic, so.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I agree. There are some people that obviously are way low risk, and so therefore, if you're not in, like, you're not in an emergency to get it, you don't need to run out the door and get it.
Right.
Let other people get it, especially because there are limited spaces since they pulled J&J.
Right.
Once it's easy and readily available, and get it, great. If you don't get it, that's your personal choice. I also am not going to judge anybody for that.
No, I have.
As long as you still mask up and you're safe.
I have every intention of getting it. I mean, I double masked since, like, the more
variants
came out. Like, and I, you know, and we do keep our stuff pretty low key. I mean, I have, like, you know, no need to, like, really be running around in a crowd right now. But, like, I also do have, like, hesitancy with, like, the first two vaccines. And, like, you know, I'm very disappointed, like, you know, to hear, you know, anything about the J&J vax, just because, like, you know, one shot stop is really, like, where it's at. You know, even, you know, in all honesty, I've been working in healthcare for 20 plus years, like, getting people to come back for a second round shot, even, like, hepatitis B shots that people very often don't come and get their booster. And it's, like, there
well,
is
so
a challenge
Pfizer
that.
Needs a booster.
Right. I mean, not a booster, but like,
yeah. So the Pfizer one needs two shots and a booster within the year.
The Pfizer does.
Yeah.
Two shots and a booster.
Yeah.
I hadn't read about the booster.
Yeah, but they just came out with that. Moderna is still only two shots.
Well, be careful out there, folks, because, you know, I think, you know, masking up is still very smart.
No,
do.
Of course. I mean, we're still in a pandemic. We still have to act as such.
I mean, I'm in Queens.
I'm not gonna preach to anybody. Do what you want.
There's still over 1,000 cases a day here in Queens.
Right.
So, like, I mean, I don't really know what the relapse. When we actually had a dip, it was like under 500 cases a day. I haven't seen that in a hot minute here. So I'm not sure what we're like all breathing so easily for.
Well, I don't know either, but I'm definitely not. Even when I have the second vaccine, like, I'm still gonna be very, very cautious and afraid, because you can also be a carrier.
Well, and these double variant fucking mutations or whatever, like, are now coming out, and, like, I don't know what that means in terms of these particular vaccines' ability. Like, you know, are these things similar enough still, like, structurally to, like, warrant, you know, immunity from these new variants? It's, you know, man, I hope people are learning a lot about virology. You know, like, it's a very interesting, you know, everything about our life expectancy has been about how we've been able to develop medicine from, like, the times of, like, you know, when the milk was tainted and causing, you know.
The milk was tainted.
Yeah. I mean, homogenizing milk was, like, a huge thing. Pasteurization.
Milk taint.
Taint milk. Anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, that was our educational what's new in American health today. That being said, like, you know, a lot of the stuff, like, people were talking with this, like, coronavirus vaccination was, like, a lot of hope for HIV vaccine, and that there were a lot of dual things, studies and stuff being done with the development of this to, like, test some of these things on HIV.
Well, right, because
there's
the person that developed the technology behind the coronavirus
vaccine, right,
that then was given to all these different places. I forget what the fuck it's called. I have to look it up again. But
yeah,
basically, she developed something that can be used for all sorts of different things, including cancer, including HIV, including AIDS, including all sorts of shit. So I mean, I don't know the specifics, so don't quote me on that.
Yeah,
obviously.
No, of course.
But it's a really cool technology, and I guess it's gonna, like, potentially save a lot of fucking people from a lot of stuff.
Hopefully, they'll be able to apply it to things like Ebola and some of these other.
Right,
like,
right. I mean, I remember just seeing, like, the little tidbit about it. I was like, wow, that's fucking amazing.
Yeah,
like,
it's another possible Ebola outbreak in the Congo again, and it's like these things, like, you know, we're so worried about other nations and all of our, like, fucking racism and xenophobia, but viruses and bacteria are gonna be the bitches that take us down. They outnumber us by, like, some amazing factor. This planet is mostly filled of, like, little, like, living organisms we can't see, you know?
Gross.
Some of them are on our side, though. That's
most
the best way to look
like
at it.
Faces and fucking pillows. And
yeah, but
this is a sex podcast.
I know. right, which is a good question. Where is our fucking chlamydia vaccine? Where is our gonorrhea vaccines? Where is our fucking herpes vaccines? Like, what's up, STD research? Or is it just such a profitable industry now to cure STDs that nobody's incentivized to, like, create a vaccine for it?
Maybe it's something where, you know, it's something where we can still you know, judge people for being quote-unquote filthy because they get an STI.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, no doubt it helps with, like, the social narratives they want us to weave and the moralizing
and
they want
us to do. The people that are getting it, you know, behind closed doors are the ones that can afford to get the, you know what I mean?
Right.
They can wipe it out with no issue.
I mean, and there's all these, like... Like, I always think of the old, like, these stereotypes, right, around, like, people who get STIs, right? Oh, they're either filthy or, oh, that's for sure a good time guy or a good time girl. You know they know how to have fun if they're, like...
they have an STI.
Yeah, like, whereas, like...
I've never heard that. They're a good time guy.
Well, just in the sense, one good time guy. But it's all the same shame, right? Because you're saying, like, oh, they're a slut and just putting a positive spin on it. I could learn something from them versus, ooh, I want nothing to do with that, like, tainted, like, whatever.
Tainted.
I almost said tainted beef, but I was like, wow.
It's interesting you bring that up. I had a friend recently tell me about her relationship with, you know, just having, like, hookup culture because she has herpes.
Mm.
And it's something that, like, it there's this, like, very unspoken, or not unspoken, but very quiet... Like, no one knows about it unless you are a part of the community, if you will,
like
the herpes community, where, like, people are hooking up with one another and, like, finding, like, I don't know if it's, like, specific words they use online or whatever it is, but they're finding each other through this kind of, like, you know, camaraderie of, like, this is something, you know, because herpes is one of the more, ooh, taboo, because you can't, quote-unquote, get rid of it, but it also doesn't really affect... I shouldn't say that. More often than not, it doesn't have a huge effect on one's life.
Right.
So it's something that, but it still is, of course, something that you have to disclose. So it's one of those things that is very, like, untouched by people that haven't had any kind of scare or habit or whatever, you know. So, I understand that. If somebody told me they had herpes, I would... You know, I'm obviously in a relationship, so this is not a now thing, but, like, if somebody in the past had told me that they had herpes, I don't know if I would have been so nervous, you know what I mean? Like, that might have been something that my mind, you know. So, of course, I do understand both sides of it. You can have safe sex no matter what, but at the end of the day, it's something that, you know, has built a kind of a community around itself.
Sure.
And... Where was I going with that?
What do they call this, like, signaling, right? I'm trying to think.
I don't
like,
know what the signal
I think
is.
It's like in, like some sort of way to, like, connect to one another. Like, if you said, like, friends of Dorothy, like, are these like I'm trying not to think of something completely ridiculous.
Oh my god.
but, like, no, I'm curious. I mean, like, okay, for instance.
Yeah, but sometimes they are ridiculous names,
right.
So I understand.
Well, but, like, I mean, like, you know, I'm sure, like, I mean, I know that there are, like, in the HIV positive community, there's a lot of, like, you know, different groups and, like, you know, especially in the early days, you know, before
of course.
Really aware of U equals U or, and, like, stuff like that. Just, like, feeling to need to, like, you know, be able to be in, like, a community of people that understand and, like, what you're going through.
Well, the other thing is, if you both have herpes, and there's a greater chance of both people being comfortable with unprotected sex at that point,
right?
And we all know that unprotected sex is the sex that feels the best.
Yeah, see,
so.
Yeah, everybody just wants to fucking spank without a condom. That's what.
But I mean, but what a responsible way to do that.
Yeah,
right?
No,
is
absolutely.
Find other people that are in agreement that, like,
right.
I have it, you have it, cool. Let's,
it's
let's
about
do
finding
this.
Your way to consent, like, to the idea of consent for whatever it is you're doing, and, like that, like, the other person has full knowledge of what they're getting into. And I think that is definitely responsible.
Right.
I think, you know...
I really don't remember my point of getting on that.
No,
right?
But yeah.
It's a good conversation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
it's something interesting. I don't think a lot of people know that. So if you're listening and you do, you know, you have a quote-unquote uncurable STI, and it's something that you can't, you know, you're not really sure how to navigate, that's something to look into. You know, there is, you know, I don't want to say underground, but it's sort of these quieter communities of people that you're getting together under the pretense of, like, we have the same infection or whatever, so we're able to do this without having to worry about that added layer of either protection or whatever it is, you know?
Right, right.
So
yeah.
It's good to know that that exists.
Absolutely. I mean, I think
it's all about, right, it's all about safer sex. We always condone safer sex, not safe sex. Safer sex. The safest sex you could possibly have within your comfort and your person's comfort with consent. Right? So the idea is, if you don't want to use a condom and you do have something, right? Find other people with that same thing. That makes sense. You know, you're both consenting to it. Anyways, sorry, I'm basically just reiterating the same point over and over again because I'm high.
That's good. You got the wheels grinding in my head. Like, whenever I think of this stuff, I'm like, oh, how do we, like, you know, how do we connect? Like, it's, like, all about information to me always. Like, whenever we have these conversations, it's, like, how do we get people to, like, the best source information for them so they're empowered the most by, like, what they understand about themselves, their diagnoses, and, like please don't, like, limit yourself to a diagnosis. That's, like, one thing, like...
No, of course. Not, you don't have to...
I got taught by, like, all these progressive psychologists who are just basically, like, you know, really you should try to avoid diagnoses as much as possible, and, like, if you have to deal with an insurance company, come up with a really, like, generalized diagnosis that doesn't, like... Doesn't have to be that somebody has to, like mesh into their identity, you know? It's like, you know, think of you as you, and these are, like, things that you're, like, dealing with in your life, or like, learning to understand about yourself, and, like, it gives yourself a much more, like, healthier way to navigate these things. Oh my gosh, I digress. Oh, STIs. So, like, not that that's where we were going, but, like, I think every time
we knew where we were going from the beginning.
Every time we talk about it, like, I'm, like, still, like, it's really about how people moralize, right? Like, I think most people agree that sex is a natural part of, like, being a human being, right? Like, and that it's something that, like, for the most part, when we take out, like, all the moral influences, like, you know, people enjoy when it's, like, consensual and it's, like, agreeable, like, and it's, like, with the right kind of entity, and, like, you know, and I think, unfortunately, we have this, like, kind of thing that says, oh, well, you know, again, it's not, like, a bad thing to, like, knowingly, like, come to work with a fucking raging cold and, like, know that you're probably going to give it to every single one of your co-workers because it's a freaking, like, droplet freaking exchange illness, like the pandemic, right? Like, why would you do that? Like, and then to have some big moralizing on accidentally giving somebody gonorrhea or, like, chlamydia, because for the most part, it's not on purpose that people are giving, like, I don't know if anybody's had chlamydia or gonorrhea, but, like, it ain't, like, as a man, at least on the men's side, it is not fucking fun to fuck when your penis is either fucking shooting blood or some fucking bizarre discharge. It's not fun to get hard and orgasm in that condition. Fuck no. You want antibiotics immediately. Okay. Make it stop, mommy. Like,
I don't know. The one time I may have had it, which I don't know if I actually did because I just ended up getting my antibiotics anyways, but it wasn't for long enough for me to have, like, any effects, you know?
Sure.
So, I don't know on the woman's side, but I'm sure it's not a walk in the park either, you know?
I just mean it's like, we've talked about it before, like, shaming one another over STIs is not encouraging anybody to, like, disclose to you that they have an STI.
No, of course not.
And you're really going to end up, like, and, you know, especially if you're in any non-monogamous or polyamorous thing, that's a surefire way to get your whole little fucking nest to be fucking pissed off at you.
True.
Like, you know, you have to be able, especially if you're agreeing to be fluid bonded with partners or, like, not wear barriers, like,
absolutely,
you have to be willing to say, look, I got a little burning in my tinkle, and I'm getting tested. I just want to let you know, like, maybe you should get tested too, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And, like, we all have to be able to hear
that.
Yeah,
I got that text
and
once,
say
and I went to the doctors and was pregnant, so, like, I feel you, yeah.
Right. So.
But then I went back and texted the people that I had potentially exposed, even though I hadn't even been tested yet.
Right.
Oh, JK. But you could be a daddy, no,
okay. You either gave me chlamydia or a baby.
No, I didn't have chlamydia because I was pregnant.
Right, right. No, I mean...
The mucus line fought off with chlamydia.
What? I mean, I'm sure chlamydia is cheaper.
Yeah, well, insurance is nice.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm sure it levels it out either way, but like a swabbing for chlamydia versus a...
Oh, like antibiotics is way cheaper than like a $400 abortion.
Yeah. Is that the going...
The going rate. Step right up, what abortion!
Oh my god.
I don't know why everything becomes a circus thing.
Well, you know, because you gotta laugh about it.
Yeah.
I've been like wondering, like, you know, about this, like, I'm seeing all like on like the like the hookup apps, like everybody's putting like that they've like they're vaccinated, you know, and like on more than one occasion I've seen the tagline vax for vax,
yes.
And vaxed not waxed for like the hairy bears, yeah. And that's
yeah. Cheeky.
Yeah. And it's cheeky, but like now they're like they're out with a vengeance, like now, like the horniness level seems to be like people are ready to like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know, how long has it been?
Fucking year?
Like,
plus, a year and a
year plus. Oh my god. That's true.
Yeah, so I mean just be safe. Anybody doing anything, be safe with droplets and be safe with STIs and be safe with pregnancies and be safe with your body and be safe with consent and be safe with your health and be safe with your mind and be safe with your
soul
and your bowls.
Be honest.
Your bowls and your souls. And your bowls.
And get informed. And if you ever have a question, not that we're like...
Don't message us because we don't read our input.
Yes, we do. We do.
We totally do. We have 6 on Reddit, our Instagram.
Well, DM us on something. And don't forget to follow and listen to Tranis and the Lived Experience. It comes out every other Monday on NQO Radio and Networks along with...
Follow us.
The Screw. Please follow us. Like, don't forget about us.
Subscribe.
Subscribe. Yeah, subscribe. That sounds hot. I want to be subscribed to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
Yeah.
As a sub, I like it.
Yeah.
I like the word.
Yeah, and let us know what you think we're doing good or what you think we're doing shitty. You know.
Don't do this episode ever again.
Yeah. No, I want to hear something.
It's
like
a scare thing.
Yeah.
Shots and STIs.
Yeah, oh, and when's this, I want to start talking about this late. I want to start telling people that we're going to be at this event.
Boardwalk Buds, Atlantic City, January, I think, 20...
January?
June 25th through 28th, I believe. It's
okay,
17th.
Awesome.
Or 7th or 20th.
Yeah, we're going to be there, and we're going to be there with NQO Radio Live, too.
We'll be there, we'll be queer, and we'll have...
Some swag for you to buy.
Stickers and shit.
Yeah, and you can, like... take some mask for vaxed pictures with us or something. Like
masked for
vaxed.
Yeah, like that. Whatever you say.
Yeah.
I gotta like look cute by that. I'm so haggard right now.
No, you look cute. I like the traces of purple in your hair. Was it pink?
I don't know. My hair's just looks like throw up. It's like 80 colors and more.
No, it's gorgeous.
Well, I haven't been home to see my hairdresser mother, so...
Yeah.
I've been just doing it out the box.
At the box?
Out the box. Out in the box, not but.
What else?
No, there's nothing else.
There's something else. Alright, well, thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening, y'all. Tune back in next week.
Next Thursday. Every Thursday.
More later on. Y'all are gasomatics. Uh-huh.